You're listening to No Broke Months for Salespeople podcast. In this episode of the No Broke Months for Salespeople podcast, Dan Roshan dives into why time blocking isn't the real issue. It's the commitment behind it. Joined by a former pro athlete turned real estate coach, they reveal how clarity, conviction, and a compelling future create true consistency. You'll learn how to master your priorities, stay focused, and finally take control of your time and results.
Welcome to the No Broke Months for Salespeople podcast, the ultimate destination for salespeople, business people, and entrepreneurs. As you immerse yourself in this show, you'll discover the secrets to unlocking consistent and predictable income. We reveal the new way to persuade human behavior by mastering the art of the teach-to-sell method. Get ready to transform your approach and achieve unparalleled success.
My name is Dan Roshan. I'm the host of the No Broke Months podcast, which is a show for real estate agents to help you have no broke months. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy the show.
The issue is not time blocking. It's the sticking and the commitment to the time block that people lack because it's not tied to a compelling future.
Indoor baseball. Tell me more about that before we dive into this.
Yeah. Sorry. Yes. I played college and professional baseball. Baseball is a huge piece of my identity. And I worked for a number of years giving kids one-on-one lessons, camps, and clinics. And my business was called The Player's Edge. So in hindsight, now that I'm wiser and older in my years, I can look back at those early days and say, wow, I can draw so much inspiration and metaphors and analogies into what I do now. I got no shortage of sports analogies, trust me. But the blocking and tackling and the fundamentals of the game don't change no matter what level you're at. And I'd like to think the same is true for real estate. The same fundamentals that you need to master, including effective time management, is what you need to do 12 homes a year. And it's the same things to close 112 homes a year. The game doesn't change, it's just that the game speeds up. So we gotta master the foundation first.
CPI community, I teach the five things, which is to lead generate, to convert the leads, to meet with you, to go on the meetings to get hired, to negotiate, and to practice your script and role play. That's called CPI time. Those are the money-making activities.
We're cut from the same cloth. Those are literally the five things I speak about as well when we're talking about an agent's quote-unquote job description.
How can somebody be effective and what causes them to be ineffective?
People need to get really clear on what is it you want, and then why do you want it? If we don't have clarity around those things, I mean deep-seated clarity and strong conviction, a compelling future that you've just created for yourself, I can time block to time block. The issue is not time blocking. It's the sticking and the commitment to the time block that people lack because it's not tied to a compelling future. I don't think people have a time management issue. I think what the real issue is priority management. I cannot make time. I cannot spend time. I can utilize it through my choices and really figuring out what is it I want, why do I want it, and then stacking those most important items, the priorities, in alignment with what it is you want and the reasons why you want it. Here's a crunchy example that we have at the locker room. We coined something called the 5 to 25 challenge. How many people have you and I met with, Dan, that when we asked them as a brand new agent, hey, what's your goal? How many people say they want to earn six figures in real life? Like everybody. I'll get behind that. But the reality is, because of the failure rate and all these other things, most people don't end up achieving that. Why? What's the difference? Well, it's time on task over time. And we have the 5 to 25 challenge, for example, which says, if I just made five contacts a day for 5 days a week for 50 weeks out of the year, that's 1,250 real estate conversations, connections that I will have.
You can't help but to succeed.
You got it. And now I've tracked this. There's a 50-to-1 conversion rate for every, meaning 2% for every 50 conversations, it will ultimately yield you one new piece of business. It is scary accurate, you guys. 24, 25 transactions, you're right there, okay? And that nets you six figures. So that in and of itself, it's a math equation. It's not emotional. It's a path, in my view, the simplest path to earning six figures. We just got to commit and stay the course for long enough and good things will happen.
If you haven't subscribed to our channel yet, make sure that you subscribe and hit the bell icon. These basics is what causes them to fail. Is it something more than that?
Sometimes agents have decision fatigue. They feel like they need to try everything and dabble in everything. And that's the problem. I'm going to try real estate. I'm going to try open houses. No, we're not trying. We're going to take time on the front end to figure out what are you really freaking good at. Build your lead generation model around that so you're committed, you've decided, and you will follow that path and tweak along the way, of course, with time on task over time. I think agents need that filter of how to say what to say yes to versus what to say no to. You've heard this, I'm sure, Dan. I think it was Sir Isaac Newton, somebody way smarter than us combined, probably. Sir Isaac Newton said, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. When I say yes to something, I'm saying no to something else, ... What is it? Example, you're having dinner with your family at 6 o'clock at night. You see your cell phone ringing. It's that buyer. You're thinking, dang, if I don't take this call, and he or she wants me to race out and show him that property right now, I'm gonna lose out on the deal. Fear of loss. What you're saying yes to is the money, and you're saying no to your children, the conversations, the TV turned off, us as a family, the people I'm doing this for in the first place. So I ask people, when you say yes to something, do you know what it is you're saying no to, and are you okay with that?
This is Dan Roshan, host of No Broke Months. Do you want consistent and predictable income with No Broke Months? My new book, Teach to Sell, Why Top Performers Never Sell and What They Do Instead, is being published early 2026 by Simon & Schuster. You can pre-order now at www.teachtosellbook.com and unlock over $10,000 of free bonus training. Don't wait. Go to www.teachtosellbook.com and grab your copy today. That's teachtosellbook.com. Hey there, No Broke Months listener. I've got some exciting news. We just passed 375,000 downloads for the No Broke Months podcast, and I cannot have done it without you. I am beyond grateful for every single listener who tunes in daily, takes action, and shares this journey with me. Now, with you and I, let's take it a step further. If this podcast has helped you, imagine what it could do for another salesperson who might be struggling. Share the show with them. Let them know there's a way to create consistent and predictable income, because no salesperson should ever have another broke month again. And hey, while you're at it, don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave us a favorable review. Your support helps us reach even more salespeople who need this. Until the next episode, have the best day of your life. Be grateful, make good choices, go help someone, and share the show with a friend. God bless you.